you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
Guy on the block gets a new car. He's got the nicest car on the block now. Other guys say, you know, I've been thinking about getting a new car too. The only reason you're thinking about it is because you are guilty of lust of the eye. And I read in this one book, you know, people trying to keep up with the Joneses when the Smiths are perfectly good people. You can just keep up with the Smiths. You don't have to run with the Joneses. The Smiths are okay. But people serve the Joneses. Drive themselves up a wall. I'm talking, you only got one life to live on this earth and live it working two jobs, three jobs, just to keep up with the Joneses. What kind of sense does that make? I mean, people put themselves through all that trouble, all that turmoil, just to look like they're doing better than they're really doing. Just to look like, because they're not doing better, because that person probably got one job. If I happen to live in a neighborhood where this man makes twice the money I make, I don't care if he's got twice what I got. I don't care because I drive myself crazy not having the job he's got trying to do it. Putting in twice the effort to get half the results. No, that's not going to give you any kind of Zoe quality of life. That's going to drive you up. And the thing is, the total motive is pride. You want to be like him. You want to have what he's got. People are trying to live way out beyond their means. So it happens a lot in family, too. Happens at high school reunions. People trying to appear more than they are. Go and rent nice cars to drive and do all this kind of stuff that makes folks think go out and rent a tuxedo to go to the thing or rent some suit or go spend money you don't have to spend that you know you're not going to wear again to look your best at the thing, to look successful. Go borrow jewels. And people do this kind of stuff because they want to front. That is a person that's guilty of this lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. And if you're guilty of those, you have not the love of God in you. You have the love of the world. Some Christians do that. And they make other Christians feel like, well, you know, because they think you would have all this if you're spiritual. So therefore, I have to have all this that makes me spiritual. No, if you seek you first the kingdom of God and you act spiritual, God will bless you with that. Not you go get that to make people think you're spiritual. Because that is not, having those things is not what makes you spiritual. Because there are people in the world that have those things that are not spiritual. And God says, yes, all your needs will be met and all that will be added if you seek first. It's the way that God sees it, the way that God does it. You should be concentrating 100% on being a real person. I am who I am. And I'm that in Christ. What you see is what you get. Anything that's wrong, I'm working on developing it, but I'm not trying to pretend or hide or duck or peep or anything else. If you don't like something in you, don't get makeup. I'm not talking about the way you look, but I'm talking about spiritually. If you don't like something in you spiritually, don't put makeup on it. Change it. So you can't always change your natural features, but you can change any spiritual flaw, quote unquote, that you have. And the flaw is really not in your spirit. The flaw is in your mind and your flesh. But you can alter anything that's manifested in your persona. Any negative trait is manifested in your persona to other people. Don't get makeup and cover it up. Change it. You can. If I know that I'm a person that's late, get the word and study what it talks about being a diligent person, not being a slothful person, one that counts the cost, one that plans. But some people are embarrassed. I mean, the people I like, well, most is if you do something wrong, you're not embarrassed about it. You just say, yep, that's me. At least you're honest. But people try and cover it up. Oh, it was this, it was that, it was the other, it was this, it was that, it was the other. No, it was you. And I've been there, so I'm not throwing stones, but I'm saying these things so that you can know in your heart, I can change wherever. I can change. You're a person in school, you're a young person, you're a person in college now, and you're getting C's. You don't need to get no C's. You don't need to get a C. What do you need a C for? Yeah, but that's passing. That ain't good enough. You're a Christian. You're supposed to shoot for above and beyond. Am I saying you have to get straight A's and you should be mad if you don't? No. But you shouldn't get any C's. C's are average. Christians aren't average. If we were just average, why would anybody want to be a Christian? Best you are is average. C isn't good enough for a Christian. C don't stand for Christian. That's not what it stands. C Christian, I'm good. Christians are in the middle of the road. They're balanced. They're not A students. They're not E students. They're balanced. They're average. Now, that's not how that system works. God's people were found to be 10 times wiser than those in the world. I think you ought to be A, B student if you're Christian. You know you can be if you want to. Christians are not slothful, therefore they don't run from studying.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
I can change. You're a person in school. You're a young person. You're a person in college now. And you're getting C's. You don't need to get no C's. Don't need to get a C. What do you need a C for? Yeah, but that's passing. That ain't good enough. You're a Christian. You're supposed to shoot for above and beyond. Am I saying you have to get straight A's and you should be mad if you don't? No. But you shouldn't get any C's. C's are average. Christians aren't average. If we were just average, why would anybody want to be a Christian? Best you are is average. C isn't good enough for a Christian. C don't stand for Christian. That's not what it stands. See, Christian, I'm good. Christians are in the middle of the road. They're balanced. They're not A students. They're not E students. They're balanced. They're average. Now, that's not how that system works. God's people were found to be 10 times wiser than those in the world. I think you ought to be A, B student if you're Christian. You know you can be if you want to. Christians are not slothful. Therefore, they don't run from studying. I think that's a good testimony. That's a good, especially for young people just coming on, to teach them and then not to berate them and tell them what they ought to do because you didn't do it. But I'm saying to encourage them in that direction, like, you know, you should think higher of yourself. I know that I can't make their choices for them when they get older. So it's no use me telling them what to do and what to believe, but to explain to them why to believe it. A lot of people need to get a hold of that in the Christian sense, because when you start walking in the word, folks are going to want you to do other things.
Right.
Don't tell me about God. Don't, because see, your presence convicts them of their sin. Don't do that. Don't live before me like that. But see, in order to let the life of God come in you and your flesh decrease and God increase, you're going to be willing to stand up and not pay them people no attention. But you see what I'm saying? What's important here is that you have to allow God to have his way in your life. You have to put down the lust of the eyes. You have to put down the pride of life. And you know what the pride of life is. That's just pride in general. The pride of life. Just put that word pride. There was a story about a person with pride. Actually, it's a historical story about a moralist named Alazan. And this man, he laid claims to the possession. He laid claims to everything he had. I mean, it was a moral, and everything he saw was his. He took everything upon him. And this person described that type of thinking is the epitome of the pride of life. That everything that is good, I should have. And some people believe that. Some people listen to how they say it. I'm a Christian and God wants me to have the best of everything in life. Well, God does want you to have good things, but where does the definition of the best of everything to motivate you to not settle for good enough? I'm not talking good enough in your behavior, but I'm talking about to live in a nice community. But God wants all his people to live in mansions on Palm Beach. God wants all his. Some people believe that. After all, I'm a king's kid. Now, I believe that to the degree that God wants you prosperous and God wants your needs met and God wants you to live in a nice place where it meets the needs of your family. But God's not saying you got to have anything extravagant. You got to live in a multi-million dollar house, because God doesn't say that. But you should have all your needs met and you should live in something that's comfortable and suitable. God is not a get by God. He's an abundant supply God. He expects you to live in something that's nice and comfortable. But that definition of what that is different to different people. Some people can live in a house that you don't like, but it's everything they want. Some people go, see what I'm saying? There's not an epitome that this is the definition of that for everybody, because you're talking about T's and P's, tastes and preferences. People have different tastes and different preferences. Some people to go live in a house like that, they wouldn't want to live over there. Some people would. If that's what you believe in your heart, that your desire of your heart and you serve God faithfully, God will bring you to a point where he'll bless you with that. Long as he knows that's not going to be, you can't be happy without that. Because until you lose it, you'll never get it. It's just like your life. He who lays his life down and loses it, he shall take it up and have it. And he who keeps his life, he shall lose it. So if you got a dream of living in a certain house and this, that, and the other, and it's out of perspective, I'm not talking about dream of being prosperous, but dream of, hey, I've got to have this to be happy. You better lay that down and let it go and put it on the altar and sacrifice it and go on and do the will of God. Otherwise, you'll never have that and joy too. You can do things in the natural to have it, but you never had the peace and the joy that goes along with it because you're guilty of the lust of the eye. And if you want to have it, not because you really want to have it, but so that you can show your parents you made it. So you can show your brothers and sisters you made it. So you can have more than them. You're guilty of the pride of life. And those are the three things Satan would tempt you with. And those three things are what prevent you or will prevent you or the temptations thereof will prevent you from letting God increase because all of those distract you. Anything that the lust of the eye drives you to, anything that the lust of the flesh drives you to. I mean, you can be distracted with women. Guys sleep with so many women and it gets in their mind. It's just like, man, that was good. I just got to get me another woman, her, anybody, something, and go out and spend all their money buying the right clothes, getting the right mousse in the hair, getting the right look, go paying for exercise to make the body look just right, all for the point of getting the next woman. That's their God. They get their reward from their God. I'm going to close with that favorite illustration of the guy who told the one. You remember the guy? The guy who told the girl, baby, I love you more than anything on the face of this earth. I will climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest ocean, cross the driest desert for you. I will go to the highest moon and back for you, baby. My love is so deep for you. And I'll be over thirsty if it don't rain. Let's close in prayer. God, I'll do everything for you, God. You lead me anywhere, God. Wherever you call, I go. Wherever you lead, I'll follow, God. But God, you know, I ain't going to tie. I ain't going to read the Bible. You don't understand. My show is on. It's the same thing. Same thing. Let's close in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word, Father, reminding us of the importance that we need to increase. We need to let God increase in us, Father. We need to let Jesus have his way, the author, the finisher of our faith, Father. We join together now praying a corporate prayer, believing that the Holy Spirit would continue ministering to us. Father, we trust that the Holy Spirit would bring to our eyes each step that we make that is a step out of faith. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would bring to our eyes and reveal to us. You tell us to be not ignorant of the enemy's devices, Father. We know he uses the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, Father. We pray and ask that the Holy Spirit this week and forever will begin to show to us when the devil is tempting us in these areas, Father. And as we study the word, show us more ways where he's tempting us so that we can see the decision and we can make the right decision to follow your word, Father. Help us to see these times, these crossroads in our spirituality so that we can see them and we can make the right choice, Father, choose life and not death, Lord. We thank you that the Spirit continues ministering to each person on this subject, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, He Must Increase.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in